Proverbs 12 and verse 25 has been our focus these past few weeks, and still for a couple more to come. Worry weighs a person down, but a good word cheers them up. No doubt about it, each of us knows what it is to experience, to go through, to have to deal with the worrisome thing. Some of us are maybe there right now, whether because of something that happened this past week or what we know awaits us in the coming week. We came into the room this morning. We even sit here in this moment worried. No doubt about it. Each of us knows then as well what it is to be weighed down, what it is to be wore down by that worry, that worrisome thing. We know that. The intent of Proverbs, wisdom's word, that more importantly, though, we would know this. The antidote, if you will, to the weighing down and wearing down of worry. It's a good word. You know the worry, you know the worrisome thing, you know the weighing down and the wearing down because of it. But do you know this, my brother? Do you know this, my sister? You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be weighed down nor wore down. You can be cheered up. All you need is a good word. If all you have is worry, wisdom's word, God's word, you're going to be weighed down and wore down because of it. But wisdom's word, God's word, if you have a good word, you can set your heart, you can set your mind on that, and because of that good word, you can be lifted up, picked up, cheered up out of the weighed down and wore down place that worry has put you in. Over these past few weeks, we have heard, we have been given the good word. A few weeks ago, Jenny shared Proverbs chapter 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And here it is, the good word. He will make your paths straight. Then from Jenny, Philippians chapter 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the good word, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lisa shared this, yet this I call to mind. You understand, right? Not the worry. You don't call the worry or the worrisome thing to mind. Of course you don't. That will only weigh and wear you down. Why so focused on the worry and the worrisome things, my brother, my sister? That's only serving to wear you down. You need to get your mind off of that, and you need to call to your mind this so that you can have hope. The good word. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. From the prayer of Jabez, Sharon reminded us that God blesses us. Come on now, you know that's a good word. He enlarges our territory. He puts His hand on us. He keeps us from harm, and He sets us free from pain. Yes, He does. And that is for sure a good word for us. From Psalm 145 in verse 8, the good word, the Lord is merciful and the Lord is compassionate and the Lord is slow to get angry. Really, it's good word after good word after good word. And the Lord, he's filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. From Psalm 34, this was the good word. The Lord is near you and his attention is on you. He sees you. He hears you. He answers you. Because of that, you are blessed. You are protected. Because of that, listen now, the lions may grow hungry and weak, but you, because he's near you and his attention is on you, you lack no good thing. You lack nothing. That's a good word, isn't it? Listen, you set your heart and your mind on that, no matter the worry or the worrisome thing, you will be cheered up, not weighed down. From Romans 8 and Galatians 4, the good word, you are a child of God. And because you are joint heirs with Jesus. His inheritance as the Son of God, you have complete access to that inheritance. His righteousness, every spiritual blessing, that's what you get. Victory throughout life, over death, in the end. That's the inheritance that you have complete access to. Complete access to complete victory. That's what you get. Ultimately, it's heaven. You're a child of God. You're joint heirs with Jesus. And what you get, the inheritance that is yours, to be where he is, to eternally enjoy the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. From Psalm 95, come, let us bow down and worship him. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our God. Here it is, the good word. We are the people he cares for. God is your God. You are his people. And he cares then about you. He cares for you. He always has. He is right now. He always will be caring for you. He passionately pursues you, relationship with you, because he cares for you. He promises to be with you wherever you go because he cares for you. He cares for you too much to ever let you be alone. He guides you. He advises you. He counsels you. He leads you. He orders. He directs your steps because he cares for you. He comforts you. He has compassion on you. He protects you. He provides for you. He fights for you. He's good to you. His plans are good for you. His working in your life, his working in all things related to your life is such that he's always working good in you and for you because he cares for you. He speaks his precious promises over you, gives you everything you need. He invites you to come boldly into his throne room to receive from him his mercy and his grace and his help in your time of need. He invites you to cast upon him all of your cares because he cares for you. No matter what's going on out there in the world, no matter even, listen to me now, what's going on in your life, don't you sense it? Even as you hear those words again, those good words, your heart is cheered up. This morning, once more, I have a good word for you. Psalm 108 and verse 12. Help us against the enemy. Before we get to our good word for this morning, we're going to pause here. And I'm going to remind you of this good word. Simply this. It's the privilege of prayer. It's the open invitation to let our requests be made known to God. to tell him what we need, all that we would need. It's the open invitation to come boldly into his throne room, to enter into his presence, an audience with him, his eyes drawn to us, his ears attentive to us, and our cry, Lord, help me against my enemy. Do you understand that privilege that you have in prayer, that privilege that I have in prayer, no matter the need, no matter the circumstance, the privilege that we have to go to the Lord in prayer? It's the good word for you and for me today. One says it this way, you are never without hope because you are never without prayer. That's a good word. You don't need someone. You don't need to wait for someone to go to God on your behalf. The invitation is extended to you. You are welcome there in his presence, an audience with him. That's the good word. You don't need to wait until God is available and has time for you. He's always available. He always has time. You're not put on hold, not ever, not with him. That's the good word. You don't need to limit your request, not by category, nor by count. Listen, do you understand from God's perspective, there's no big thing versus little thing. No pushing you away, no restricting you. You can't ask for that. That's so petty. That's so small, so insignificant. People's lives are falling apart and you're asking for that? You can't do that. No pushing you away, no restricting you. That's too big. Who do you think you are to get such a big request answered? God only does that for the super saints. And we all know you're no super saint. You can't ask for that. Listen, it's an open invitation to ask of him, to make your request known to him, no matter the request, whatever the request, from God's perspective. Listen now, there is no big versus little. There's only this. If it concerns you, he wants you bringing it to him, because if it concerns you, it concerns him. No limit, not by count either. Listen, cry out to him a million times. Know that you are still welcome that 1,000,001 time. That's the good word. You never reach your quota in prayer. Can you imagine it? Well, I hear you. I hear your need for help. But unfortunately, you've reached your limit. Like minutes or data on a cell phone plan. You're out. You've asked for everything you can ask for. I can't help you anymore. Your request usage resets on the first of the month. Come back then. Can you imagine it? Hear the good word this morning. You don't have to, because it's not that, not ever. Yours is always the privilege of prayer. Yours is always the invitation to call out to him, Lord, help. And that's a good word that ought to cheer you up this morning. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah was barren and heartbroken because she was. It was a worrisome thing, and she was weighed down and wore down because of it. But then Hannah remembered, oh, but she has an invitation to enter the presence, to call out to the God of Sarah, the once barren one, now the mother of all of Israel. She remembers that. She takes advantage of that. And for that, in 1 Samuel in verse 18, her countenance is changed. Put in the context of Proverbs, she's cheered up, lifted up and picked up from the weighed and wore down, worrisome place. And I believe it, so it would be for you, my brother, my sister. It's just a good word before the good word this morning, but don't miss it. That thing that worries you, making you to feel anxious, to be afraid, That thing that has you so upset, frustrated, discouraged, distressed, and depressed. Oh, but don't you understand? As long as you have prayer, you have hope, and you have a prayer. So be filled with hope this morning. Let your countenance be changed, not weighed down, but cheered up as you remember. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. What needless pain we bear. What weight of worry we so often carry. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Listen, my brother. Have you trials and temptation? My sister, is there trouble anywhere? You ought not be discouraged. Instead, the good word, you get to take that to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms, he'll take and shield thee. You will find a solace there. A friend so faithful who invites us to take every trial, every temptation, every discouragement, every care, every fear, every frustration, every weakness, every worry and worrisome thing. A friend so faithful who invites us to take everything to him in prayer. You have to know it's true this morning. That is a good word for you and for me. It is especially that in light of the rest of verse 12. Help us against the enemy. Human help is worthless. I'm convinced this is most of the time true. I even think probably all the time it is. The worrisome thing in your life, the thing you're worried about even right now, it's that because you're searching for the solution from a human perspective and you're coming up empty. You can't find one. There isn't one. You can't help yourself. There's no one that can. And in that, really, what you're discovering for what you're facing, what you're dealing with, what you're going through, human help is worthless. So that thing, and no one to help you with that thing, no wonder it's got you worried, weighed down and wore down. Let me illustrate. The car starts making a funny noise. That's not what's got you worried. You say it is, but actually it's not. Track with me on this. You're not worried about that because there's someone who can help you with that. You're not worried because there's a mechanic who can fix that. He's going to find where the noise is coming from. He's going to replace what needs replacing, fix what needs fixing, and it's going to be all good. He's going to help make it all good. Human help that's not worthless, you're not worried. What you are worried about, actually worried about, isn't this true, is what he's going to tell you when he tells you how much it's going to cost you for him to replace what needs replacing, fix what needs fixing, and make it all good. And why are you worried about that? Because coming up with that kind of money, you don't have it. You have no way to get it. You can't help yourself. There's no one who can. You now have a human help is worthless problem, and you're now then weighed down with worry. One more. Something doesn't feel right. That's not what's got you worried. You say it is, but actually It's not. You're not worried about that because there's someone who can help you with that. You have a doctor who will tell you exactly what you need to do to make what's not feeling right feel right again. What you are worried about, actually worried about, is that the doctor is going to tell you it's inoperable. It's untreatable, incurable. There's nothing we know to do. There's nothing we can do. You can't help yourself. There's no one who can. You now have a human helpless, worthless problem, and that's what's got you worried, weighed, and wore down. Do you understand? Right? It is true. It might be that really it's all the time true. What's got you worried is what you can't find, what you don't have help for that thing. Human help that can't help, that doesn't help, is no help. It is worthless. Of course it is. And for your problem then, when all you're looking for, when all you're considering, all you think you have is human help that can't help, that doesn't help, that is no help, that is worthless, listen, you worry. Maybe even best to say, and rightly, you should. Human help is worthless. The statement then seems to carry a very negative context, doesn't it? I wonder, though, if that's not how David intended it. A statement of truth, it for sure is that. An admonition to be very careful in putting too much trust or hope in human help. Yes, that too. But I wonder if most of all, he meant it more to be a good word in this context. Human help might be worthless, but I'm not asking. I'm not calling out for help from some human. I'm calling out to the God with whom nothing is impossible. I'm not asking somebody to help me with the mechanics bill. I'm asking my God, who owns a cattle on a thousand hills, who makes water flow from the rock, manna to fall from heaven, who needs only a single flask of oil to fill every jar in town. 5 loaves and 2 fish is all he needs to feed 5,000. That's my God, who makes 5 plus 2 equal 5,000 with 12 still left over. He's the God who can put exactly what I need in the mouth of the fish I just happen to catch. I'm not asking somebody to help me feel better, make right what's gone wrong. I'm asking Yahweh Rapha, the God who is my healer, who by way of a touch, even just a spoken word, can make me completely whole again. Abraham is 100. Sarah is 90. Human help is worthless in giving to them a son. But Abraham and Sarah aren't visited by a human, rather by the angel of the Lord, who reminds them nothing is too hard for God. The Red Sea before them, the Egyptian army behind them, human help is worthless. But Moses isn't asking for human help. He's calling out to the God who can part the sea and drown Pharaoh's army in it. Judah is vastly outnumbered and surrounded. All of her allies have already been conquered by the invading Assyrian army. Human help is worthless, but Hezekiah isn't asking for human help. He's in the temple crying out to the God of Israel, who alone is God over all the kingdoms of the earth. He's in the temple making his request known to the God of angel armies, only one of which is needed to annihilate 185,000 from this army. James, the brother of John, has just been put to death. This pleased the people. And so Herod determines to please them more. He has Peter arrested. He's next. He's a dead man walking. Human help is worthless. But the church isn't gathered to ask for human help. They are instead earnestly praying to God, who can wake Peter asleep between two soldiers, make the chains to fall off, the prison doors open, and rescue him from the clutches of Herod. Listen, you might have a human help is worthless situation. You might be dealing with a human help is worthless problem. But my brother, my sister, you have to hear the good word this morning. You're not asking for human help. You're asking for help from the Lord, and his help is never worthless. There's nothing he can't do. There's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing impossible for him. Do you understand this morning? Listen, if you have a problem and you and or someone can fix it, don't waste time worrying. Fix the thing. Be done with the problem. If you have a human help is worthless problem, listen now. Don't waste time worrying. Instead, set your heart and mind on this. Oh, but yours is the privilege of prayer. Yours is the invitation to boldly enter the throne room of God, to ask for and to get help from him. His help, his manna from heaven and water from the rock, help. His make 5 + 2 = 5,000 with 12 left over, help. His make a way in the sea and through the wilderness, help. His angelic Assyrian army annihilating, help. His chain loosening, bondage breaking, prison door opening, help. His healing, help. His comforting, help. His guiding, help. His delivering, help. Come on now, you have to know that's a good word. Today, your problem, your difficulty, your situation, your circumstances. You were searching, you've been searching for the solution from a human perspective, and you kept coming up empty. There was nothing, there was no one. The human help has been worthless for you, solving the problem, fixing that thing. And maybe even this morning you came here so worried, so weighed down and wore down by the worry. But my brother, my sister, do you hear the good word? You have the privilege of prayer. And by way of that, you have his help. Listen, it doesn't matter your problem. You have to know his help for your problem. It's all you need. And knowing that, that ought to cheer you up, lift you up, pick you up from that weighed down and wore down place of worry. In Psalm 121, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Listen now, his help. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. He is your shade at your right hand. So the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Listen, his help, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Human help might be worthless, but the Lord's help is all that, does all that. And that's the good word that would cheer you up. All of that really just meant to be the introduction this morning. A good word for sure, but now the good word. Help us against the enemy. Human help is worthless. Verse 13, here it is. The good word, my brother, my sister. You have to hear the good word. With God on our side, we will win. He will defeat a 2 Chronicles 20, multiple armies are gathered against Judah and King Jehoshaphat. There's no one that can save them from certain defeat and captivity. All human help is worthless against the armies they're facing. But Jehoshaphat isn't looking for human help. He knows the privilege of prayer that accesses God's help. He calls the nation to fast and pray. Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you and the Lord's help. Verse 15, listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you. Early in the morning, they left for the desert. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the invading army, and they were defeated. They destroyed one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder. There was so much, it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Berakah, where they praised the Lord. Then, led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. The fear of God came upon all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. They won. God did defeat their enemies. And as it was for Jehoshaphat and Judah, so I believe it would be for you. Listen to the word of the Lord this morning. My brother, my sister, do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. The battle is not yours. You have only to stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord. I believe it. The Lord has set an appointment with you to meet with him at your own Valley of Berakah, where you will praise him when you have won, defeated your enemies, you at peace, rest on every side. No wonder you'll meet with him in that place to praise him. In 2 Kings 6, Elisha's servant wakes up to see he and Elisha surrounded by an enemy army. The two of them surrounded by horses and chariots. Human help worthless. The servant was afraid. Of course he was. Weighed and wore down by the worry. Master, what are we going to do? We're doomed. Elisha prayed, and the servant's eyes were opened to see the angel armies that surrounded them. I pray this morning that yours are as well. That you see today, no matter the trouble, no matter the problem, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, no matter the enemy against you, no matter the worry weighing you down, my brother, my sister, that you see, oh, but greater is he that is in you than anything that could ever come against you. Angel armies, horses and chariots of fire surrounding you right now, going with you as you go to face today's problems, tomorrow's problems, problems. My brother, my sister, you got to stop seeing the problem. You need your eyes to be open to see chariots of fire, angelic armies that surround you. He, God, the Lord of hosts, he is on your side, and for sure then you must know it. You can't doubt it, deny it, argue it, or question it. You will win. He will defeat your enemies. One says it this way: outside of Christ, I have been defeated. In Christ, listen now, I am already victorious. It's not some sort of overly optimistic self-help kind of mantra. No. It's instead the confidence we have in him. You have to listen to me this morning. He will deliver you. He will strengthen you. He will sustain you. Some of you, you're arguing with me in your mind. You've got to stop. You need to listen to me this morning. He will see you through. Yes, he will. Stop saying he won't. Listen to me. Stop talking. You listen. He will carry you through. He will provide for you. He will heal you. He will help you. He will meet your need. He will defeat your enemies. Whoever, whatever your enemy happens to be, he will defeat your enemy and give to you the victory. You will win in him. You, in fact, already have. Whatever the worry, whatever the worrisome thing then, in him, because of him, you've won the victory over that thing. You ought not then to be weighed down by the worry of it. You ought to be cheered up by the victory that is yours over it. Worry might be weighing you down, but this is the good word. With God on our side, we will win. You have to decide this morning. Set your heart and mind on the worry that will weigh you down. The choice is yours. You can choose the worry. You can choose to be weighed down by it. It sounds very weird, but truth be told, so often we choose the worry. We choose to set our heart and mind on the worry, always the worry, only the worry, and no wonder we're always weighed down because of it, the worry. You decide today. You can set your heart and mind on that. Or on this, the good word. We will win. He will defeat our enemies. I pray that you choose wisely. You pray for me that I do the same. I pray all of us today, we choose to set our heart and our mind on the good word. And before we walk out of those doors in just a minute, we are cheered up, lifted up, and picked up. Because of the good word we have heard today. Father, would you help us then in that? Lord, the problems are big. The difficulty, the circumstance, the storm we find ourselves in the middle of got us wondering if we're going to survive, if we're going to make it through. It's big stuff that we're going through. It's big trouble. It's a big problem. Lord, would you remind us, oh, but ours is the privilege of prayer. Would you remind my brother, my sister? Oh, what privilege we have. Oh, what a friend so faithful that is ours, who invites us every difficulty, every problem, to put it all on you, to hand it all over to you in prayer. Lord, thank you this morning that our hope is not in human help. Would you remind my brother so that they might be cheered up this morning? Human help is worthless, but this morning as we gather in this place, we're not asking for human help. We're asking for the God of angel armies to move heaven and earth on our behalf. We're asking the Creator God. We're asking the God who multiplies, who heals, saves, sets free, and delivers. We're asking God for your help. Would you remind my brother of that? Their help comes from the Lord. And so this morning, they have reason to be cheered up. Would you remind us today? Jesus, would you cheer my brother up? Would you cheer my sister up with a simple word? With God, we will win. He will defeat our enemies. Speak to us this morning, Jesus, by way of your word. Change us by it. Lord, I pray. Cheer us up this morning. Lift my brother up this morning. Pick my sister up this morning. Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. Would you stand to your feet just for a moment before we get ready to leave? Would you thank the Lord for the privilege of prayer? Would you thank the Lord for his help? Would you thank the Lord for the victory this morning? Would you make that to be your song of praise and worship? Just before we leave, I'm going to pray the blessing of the Lord over you in just a moment. But before we go, can I just invite you, would you just lift your hands? Would you spend a minute with Jesus? Would you just love on him? Can I ask you to consider, it's a silly hypothetical, maybe even a foolish one. What if you didn't have the privilege of prayer? What if you didn't have a friend so faithful? Oh, don't you understand? That'll make you thank him. Thank him that it's an open invitation to come boldly into the throne room of grace. Listen, human help is worthless. What if you didn't have help from the Lord? I know it's a silly thing to think of. But it'll make you to thank him that he is your help. You don't have to look to human help, which is worthless after all. You can look to him, and he would be your help today. Thank him for the victory. Come on, some of you need to declare it over your life. I have the victory. I will win over this. I will win in Jesus over the sickness, over the turmoil, over the worry, over the fear, over the depression. I will win because of him. He will defeat that enemy, whatever that enemy is. Come on, thank him for his goodness that makes all of that available to you. Lift your voice and declare the goodness of God in this place. This morning, just before we go, you're so good, Jesus. You're so good to us. Father, this morning we have heard the good word of your goodness. that you invite us to ask of you. That you give to us, that you make available to us your help. That you give to us the victory. Jesus, I don't know the need. You know I don't. You do. But I do pray this. Would you let my brother, would you let my sister be cheered up by the good word today? Without a doubt, some of us came into this room a little bit ago, weighed down by worry. I pray that we leave changed in Jesus' name. Cheered up, lifted up, picked up, because the good word has settled in our heart, in our mind. I pray it in Jesus' name. Would you lift your hands to receive the blessing of the Lord this morning as under shepherd of the great shepherd, as high priest of this assembly? I declare it over you. God's word, God's will, that you live the blessed life. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. And the Lord turn to you and give to you his peace in Jesus' name. Would you receive that? Would you say amen? Amen and amen. God bless you.